You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. Good evening, I'm Bob Eccles. The 2013 Governor's Service Awards are being presented next week to recognize volunteers who've gone above and beyond to help others. Two local volunteers are finalists for the awards, and they both volunteer for Arbor Hospice. I introduced you to memorial photographer Fritz Schaefer earlier this afternoon. He's a finalist in the Senior Volunteer of the Year category. Now let's meet Helen Buccella-Costa, who's a finalist for Volunteer of the Year. Helen, thanks for joining me today.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
Now, tell me about the volunteer work that you do with Arbor Hospice. I understand that you have a partner that you work really closely with there.
I do, and she's a four-legged partner. Her name is Alpine, and she is a therapy dog. We acquired Alpine about a year and a half ago. Actually, it'll be 2 years in September. And Alpine has an interesting story behind her arrival at Arbor Hospice. She was going to be a leader dog for the blind, and she actually, the first year of her life, she spent with a foster family who was training her as a puppy, and then she entered the training program in Rochester, Michigan, where they discovered shortly thereafter that she has mild cataracts, so she could not complete her training to become a guide dog. She became what they call a career change dog. And we were lucky enough to have her come to Arbor Hospice, and she's been with us, and we take her out to visit patients in their homes, in nursing homes, in assisted living facilities, in Ann Arbor, Saline, Dexter. We cover a pretty wide area.
All over the place. Mm-hmm. Right? And we can't see it on the radio, but Alpine is there with you in the studio.
She sure is. You may hear her ID tags jingle a little bit. I don't know.
Thanks for bringing her in. I appreciate it. She's beautiful. Can you tell me about the reactions you get when you and Alpine go to make a visit?
Well, it's just wonderful. People are always happy to see me coming.
Sure.
Because of Alpine, of course. She evokes various kinds of reactions from different people, depending upon the environment, depending upon the situation at the time. She obviously provokes a lot of love. I would say that's the primary thing that she does.
Sure.
She triggers memories for people, and oftentimes that opens the door for people to converse with me, and sometimes people will say things and tell things. You know, our stories are so important to all of us, and especially at the end of life, I think people have certain things that they want to say, and they may not even realize it until maybe a dog comes along, and that's the catalyst, and they remember, oh, I remember that night my father, when I was a child, my father heard the dog barking, and we all ran down the stairs in our pajamas and ran outside. And so she provokes that kind of thing, you know, happy memories, sad memories about dogs that people have lost.
I was wondering if there's a particular visit that kind of stands out in your mind as maybe your favorite over the years, or you don't obviously want to name people,
right.
What was your top memory, I guess?
Well, there are so many. It's really hard to pick.
Sure.
But one of the things that comes to mind, well, two I'd like to tell you about. We had a 16-year-old patient, and she was granted the Make-A-Wish experience. So Alpine was able to be a part of that, and that was just a beautiful day. Everyone just had a wonderful time, and it was a surprise to her. She was not aware that Alpine was going to be present. So that was one of our highlight experiences.
Okay.
And another one, we've been visiting a lady in Chelsea for quite some time, and one day we walked in, and she usually just lights up when she sees us and, oh, hi, Alpine, and starts petting and talking. But this one particular day we walked in and she was perturbed, disturbed, and about something that had happened that morning. And she just started right in telling me all about it, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know. And you could tell by the look on her face, you know, she was aggravated. And as she's telling this, she sits down in her recliner, and Alpine and I sat down in the chair opposite her. Alpine walked over, and Alpine laid down, right on her feet. And all of a sudden, she just stopped mid-sentence. And she looked up at me, and a great big smile came across her face. And she said, I can feel the love going right into my foot and up my leg and into my heart.
Oh,
and that was the end of her disturbance. She was happy the rest of the hour we were there.
Just turned her right around.
Exactly. That's the effect Alpine has on people.
Excellent. Obviously, when you make a visit, you're there to visit, benefit the patient that's receiving hospice care. But do you find that the family members who might be there also get some benefit?
Absolutely. We have one family that we're visiting right now who are avid golden retriever lovers. They don't have one right now. They're caring for their mother in their home. And the patient is not able to connect very much with Alpine. However, the family is actually, I schedule their appointments so that the father can be home at noon on his lunch hour so they can all gather around Alpine on the floor, hug her. And the daughter has actually said to me, I realize that this isn't real beneficial for my mother because she isn't able to connect very well. But she said, you have no idea what it does for us. She says, this energizes me and helps me to better take care of my mother. So your question is exactly right.
Right. And I know that Alpine has a Facebook page, and I think you mentioned that on the Facebook page as well. Huh?
She does. Okay. If listeners would like to go to Arbor Hospice Facebook page, you can link to Alpine's Facebook page from there. If you do an Alpine search on Facebook, you'll come up with hundreds of Alpines. So go to Arbor Hospice Facebook, and you'll be able to follow Alpine and all of her tales on Facebook. We use that as a tool to keep patients and staff informed about the things that she's doing every day.
Sure. Why is it important for you personally, I guess, to do volunteer work, and specifically for Arbor Hospice?
I came to Arbor Hospice not really thinking of going into hospice work. I was singing with a group called the Threshold Singers, who sing at the bedsides of ill and dying patients. Mm-hmm. Okay. In order to sing for Arbor Hospice patients, it was necessary for me to go through the Arbor Hospice volunteer training. And it was during that training that I was so impressed with the organization, and I enjoyed my affiliation with the people there. I just decided that I wanted to do more work there, so I tried to figure out what I might do. I did a variety of things for a while, for a couple of years, companionship with patients. I did some by-your-side visits, which is if a patient doesn't have a family member nearby and they're in the act of dying, we have volunteers who go and sit with the patient. So I did a little bit of that and worked in the office some. I did some clowning for birthday parties for patients. A little bit of public relations, and then Alpine came to Arbor Hospice, and I have years of passion for animals, and that's how I got into this.
Helen, thank you very much for joining me today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Helen Buccella-Costa and her therapy dog Alpine volunteer at Arbor Hospice, and Helen is a finalist for Volunteer of the Year at the 2013 Governor's Service Awards, which will be handed out in Grand Rapids on July 23rd.